AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. More trips to battleground states today for Kamala Harris and Donald Trump.
It's going to be a very tight race, and I'm running like the underdog, because we are. Donald Trump's been running for the last decade. I've been in this race about 3.5 months, and the stakes are so high.
The Harris campaign is pointing out what Donald Trump said yesterday. He started off by saying whether they like it or not.
I want to protect the people. I want to protect the women of our country.
Harris says it's very offensive, and it is clear he doesn't understand women. Trump says he will protect them from migrants and from foreign countries.
Remember, for 4 years, we had no war other than I defeated ISIS.
Donald Trump is planning to cast his vote on Election Day, despite having previously said he would vote early. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says some 8,000 North Korean soldiers are now in Russia near Ukraine's border and are preparing to help the Kremlin fight against Ukraine. Blinken says Vladimir Putin is desperate.
Russia's been suffering some 1,200 casualties a day in the east, more than at any other time during the war. And with the deployment of these North Korean troops to Russia and now to the front lines, this is the first time in 100 years that Russia has invited foreign troops into its country.
The U.S. estimates there are about 10,000 North Korean troops in Russia. The government says an inflation gauge, closely watched by the Federal Reserve, has dropped to near pre-pandemic levels. The Commerce Department reports prices rose just about 2% in September from a year earlier, barely above the Fed's 2% inflation target and in line with readings from 2018. On Wall Street in late-day trading, tech stocks have the market lower. A 50-year-old hunter has been found dead in an apparent brown bear mauling on an island in southeastern Alaska. This is AP News. As Kamala Harris and Donald Trump battle for every last vote, a new poll shows how you're feeling about the election. The AP's Donna Warder has the story.
7 in 10 Americans who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they're feeling anxious or frustrated about the 2024 presidential campaign. Only 1/3 say they feel excited. Even though the 2020 election happened during a deadly pandemic, some voters say they're even more anxious now than they were 4 years ago. About 80% of Democrats say they're anxious about this election, up slightly from around 75% in 2020. A little more than 66% of Republicans say they're anxious about this election, compared to 60% of Republicans in 2020. Donna Warder, Washington.
Comedian Bill Burr will host the first post-election Saturday Night Live on NBC. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.